Hello, hi, and welcome to this mini episode of The Emma Gunn Show. If you are a long-time listener, you'll know that between the main Sunday shows, where I do interviews with some really fascinating and interesting people, I like to share with you some updates, some recommendations, and general goings-on from behind the scenes of the podcast. And in this episode, I want to share some recommendations. And first up, we have books. And I hope it goes without saying that all the links will be in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. Now, my friend, well, your friend and mine, Lindsay Kelk, friend of the podcast, has a new book coming out this week called In Case You Missed It. And this is Lindsay's 16th book. Just think about that, 16th book. She is such a talent and has written so many incredible books. And she very kindly sent me a preview copy to read. And I can tell you that I'm furious that I did. And I'm furious that I read it. I'm furious that I read it in three sittings, because now I'm really upset that it's over. I was enjoying it so, so much. And if you follow me on Instagram, where I'm at Emma Gunns, you'll see that I featured the book in the new 3 Out, 3 In series of reviews I'm doing. And I genuinely loved it. And that's why I'm so cross at it. I was using it as a way to kind of close off the day. So I'd finish work, do yoga, obviously still in lockdown, do work, do yoga, have a bite to eat, watch a bit of TV, go to bed reading In Case You Missed It. And on the fourth night, when I didn't have it, I really, really, really missed it. I really thought, I really wish I had that to read again tonight. It's probably why Lindsay loves being friends with me, because I message her saying, write for me, woman. one of the benefits of being friends with the author is that you can text them random things about the book that they wrote many years ago. And one of the annoying things about being the author is being friends with people who are reading your work and then send you random missives about your book that you finished a while ago and haven't been working on, and working on a new book. Anyway, sorry, Lindsay, but write me another book, please. But Lindsay's real skill is this ability to create people and places in her books that you just can't help but fall in love with. It's honestly such an incredible skill, and she's so, so good at it. And this book is about appreciating what's in front of you right now, not living in the past or speculating about the future or fantasizing about what's in front of you, just accepting it for what it is, enjoying it, loving it, and leaning into it. And it's lovely. And if you want to be distracted with an easy read that'll leave you feeling really good and positive about your circumstances, then I genuinely really highly recommend it. And not just because Lindsay's my friend. Honestly, if I didn't like it and you said, what's Lindsay's book like? I'd say, yeah. But I genuinely love it, and I will talk I'll talk at length about how much I enjoy it. And another book that I read this week, because it's been a great week for books in the Emma Gunns household, is a book that really blew me away, actually. It's called People Like Us by Hashi Mohammed. And Hashi's story is genuinely incredible. He was an unaccompanied child refugee from Kenya who came to the UK and saw firsthand how tough it is if English isn't your first language, you don't have the currency of class, education, and money. And he ended up getting into Oxford and is now a leading barrister who's written this book about his own social mobility and inequality, but also how he navigated the systems and hierarchies he should never have been able to scale, as well as a detailed analysis of what needs to change. And I was genuinely, and really honestly, I'll just be very honest with you, I was quite intimidated about this book when I decided to download it, because I just thought, you're going to get lost so quickly, it's going to go right over your head, you're going to get lost in the weeds, and you're not going to get it, and you're going to get 50 pages in, you're going to give up, like I've done with so many books. But he guides you through this story so expertly that you never feel as though anything is above your skill level or anything like that. It's just, he's such a brilliant writer, and he's laid out the information in such a fantastic way. I found it utterly fascinating, and I genuinely highly recommend it to everyone. And it's a really interesting insight, I think, into how our accents, our postcode, our parents, everything impacts our chances in life, and how that can obviously mean life is deeply unfair or really easy. And I guess it just gave me a perspective that I wouldn't have otherwise have had. I think we can all focus on the people who seem to be navigating life better or with more ease than we are. But it's sometimes hard to picture what it's really like for the people who have it tougher. And I really felt like that this book really opened my eyes to that. So I'm very glad that I read it. And again, if it's something that you are interested in, I really recommend it as a download or as a physical book or whatever. I think it's really, really well done. Now, secondly, after our books, I wanted to give a shout out to you, Sarin. And obviously, you'll know that I recently created a series of podcasts in collaboration with them, but this is not paid or sponsored, or they haven't asked me to mention this. It's just that I have always had quite dry skin on my body. Not dry skin that cracks or is sore, anything like that, but just the kind of skin that always looks a bit flat, a bit grey. In winter, obviously, gets a bit flaky. God, I'm really selling myself, aren't I? Put this on my Tinder profile. But I just wanted to flag up that I started using their urea body products when we started working together. They very kindly sent me some products. And so I started using the shower gel, 10% body lotion and 5% cream. And honestly, my skin has responded so well to it. And genuinely, it's something I've always struggled with, and I haven't really had much time for body lotions because none of them have really ever cut the mustard. Even the ones with AHAs in or glycolics that sort of nibble away the dead skin, I've still never got that sort of softness. It's always been like having to overuse them, or as soon as you stop using them, it just goes back to the situation it was before. But when I started using, I think it took a little over a week and my skin felt completely different, really supple. And I will say this though, On that first application, they do feel different. They don't feel like a regular body lotion. It almost feels like it's not compatible with your skin. And I feel like maybe that's because for me, the hydration level of my skin was quite low anyway. So when I was putting this on top, it was a bit of a mismatch. But as the hydration levels increased, it definitely felt like there was a bit more synergy. It felt like they just merge together much more easily. I mean, that probably sounds really odd, but if you try it and you think, oh, this feels really odd on application, bear with it because that really, really does change. So there you go. I wanted to shout out to the fact that even though we unpicked dry skin and urea in that episode with Dylan from Eucerin, I wanted to just legitimately testify to the fact that I've noticed a real improvement in the dry skin on my body. So if that's something you're bothered by, even if it's just mild skin tightness or your skin looks a bit dull and normal body lotions just don't cut it, then I highly, highly recommend it. And how great that it's a high street product and it won't break the bank, eh? And genuinely, obviously we've worked together, but they have not asked me to create this or say that about the product. I've said it because I've genuinely had a good experience and I just wanted to be upfront with you. And something else I've been getting loads of DMs about lately, quite rightly too, and I'm glad, because of the weather, because of the heat waves, especially in the UK, I've been getting a lot of DMs about SPFs, which ones are the best, which ones to use on the face, which ones to use on the body. So I just thought I'd let you know the ones I've been using, and I've been doing a lot of trial and error. I'm always testing things and whatnot. And these are the ones that I've been using time and time again, because I really like them and I've been getting on with them. So it's really important just to say, during the day, if the sun is in the sky, put on some SPF in some way, shape or form. That's whether it's the depths of winter or whether it's the height of summer, I always try to have SPF on in some form or another. So I've been using a couple of different facial SPFs at the moment. So in the morning, if I go out and exercise or I go out for a walk and I'm not doing my HIIT training in my flat, I am using the Murad City Skin Age Defense Broad Spectrum SPF 50. And I find that massages in really well, doesn't leave a residue, doesn't feel like I need to scrape it off when I then get in the shower and wash my face. And it's Murad, it's Dr. Murad. So it's just, you know, it's the business. And I like the fact that it's SPF 50. I like the highest SPF factor on my face. And the other one that I'm using under makeup is the Sarah Chapman Skin Insurance SPF 50, which has a slight tint to it. Or if I'm trying to combat shine as well as protect myself from UVA and UVB, then I have found the Annabelle Minerals Coverage Foundation, which has an SPF of 30, is fantastic because it really knocks out that kind of sweaty look my skin gets in the summer, but also gives me coverage. So it just looks like I'm not sweating when in actual fact, I absolutely am. So on the body though, and I always, when I go for a walk in the morning, I usually wear a vest. So my arms are out. So I always cover my arms and the back of my neck. I'm using the Bondi Sands fragrance-free SPF 50 plus. And I've really liked that. Again, it's a really inexpensive SPF available on the high street. And it's really soft and nourishing as well as having a high protection factor. So I've been really getting on with that. And I also really like the delivery system of the Rituals of Karma Sun Protection, which is a milky spray SPF 30. Because the spray nozzle doesn't get blocked. It means you can spritz over a fine mist, but it massages in really quickly and easily. And again, it's one of those formulas that you definitely can feel that you're getting protection because you can feel it on the skin. I mean, it's one of those things that when you wash it off in the shower, you are aware that you have to wash it off. But so it nourishes as well as protects. And I think that's a nice combo because I've tried some SPF body lotions that can just make your skin feel instantly tight. And that's not a nice feeling. And then also one thing I have been really sleeping on quite literally, and I should have told you about this much, much earlier. And I suddenly realized, gosh, I haven't said anything about these and I love them. And they are the Slip Silk pillowcases. So basically silk pillowcases. And they also do other accessories, I hasten to add. And they've just started doing face masks and they do turbans and they do headbands. But these silk pillowcases by Slip are wonderful for two reasons. So the first is, they are made with high grade silk, which means less friction on your hair, which for someone whose hair is fine and thinning, it's a good thing, but also on your skin. So basically less disruption on your skin while you sleep. It depends if you're a front sleeper or what have you, but if you tend to lie on your front, it's quite a good idea to have a silk pillowcase if you also then worry about things like the signs of aging, because the friction, the pressure, all of that kind of stuff. But also another reason why I really like it is because if, like me, you like a cold pillow, if you're someone who wakes up in the middle of the night and turns the pillow over to the cool side and you really like that feeling, then you'll appreciate this because these are divine because the material just by its very nature feels a lot cooler. So as well as being luxuriously silky, they also feel really cool. And during the summer and these hot nights that we've had recently, my Slip pillowcase has genuinely been one of my favorite things. So again, if you are wanting to maximize your sleep, whether it's beauty sleep or just quality of sleep, you like a cool pillow, I highly recommend a silk pillowcase. And then very finally, if you listen to the podcast I published recently with Jules Von Hepp, you may remember that he said, we were talking about and things that you can do to make yourself feel better and also make other people feel better. And he said something like, you know, just text three people, just tell them you appreciate them, you love them, whatever it might be, with no expectation of anything in return. Just say, hi, you're awesome and I appreciate you on a text or a DM or whatever for no other reason than to just let that person know how you feel about them. And he said it and I did it. And I have to agree that it's an instant mood booster. So if you're listening to this and you want a buzz, but don't want any more coffee today, then I highly recommend just sending three texts, writing three cards, leaving three voice notes, whatever it might be, and just letting some people that you know that you appreciate them. He said it on the podcast. And like I said, I did it. And the key thing is no expectation of response. Just send it thinking, I just want to do that. And I don't care whether you say anything back. And it really does make you feel, I don't know, it just puts a pep in your step. So Jules is right. So that is my final thought for this episode of The Emma Gunn Show. If you want to get in touch with me, and you know I not only adore it when you do, I positively encourage it, then you can email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. If you want to DM me on Instagram and Twitter, go ahead. I'm at Emma Gunns over on social media. And if you want to chat to me and thousands of other listeners to this podcast, then please, why not send me anything. Well, you can if you like, but go to the link in the show notes and click the link to join the Facebook forum where there are thousands of other listeners to this podcast. And we're having lots of brilliant chats in there about all sorts, whether it's, I think someone was asking about HR advice the other day, someone was asking about periodontal dermatitis, somebody was talking about, what else were we talking about? Hormones, menopause, all sorts of things, fitness. So come on over, we want to see you there. All you have to do is answer a couple of questions and agree to the forum rules, and there will be open arms, a huge lovely welcome, and maybe a Keanu gif if you make it through. I can't wait to see you there. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.